I think you have to give it a slight edge to the Democrats. You know, the party in power pretty much draws the lines that help them a little bit, or if not a lot, when it comes to redistricting. I know that's a crazy thing to say, but you look at redistricting across the country, Republicans do it in some states, Democrats do it in others. Of course, they still have to follow the law and make sure all criteria are met, but they did draw things that kind of helped them a little bit in this upcoming election.
Right. You know, I had a political science teacher that told me, he who writes the rules controls the game. Mm-hmm. So the Democrats are going to be able to draw the map they want to draw. So obviously they're going to create the rules to their advantage. Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting to me. It seems like they decided to really go for it in this map, and they're going to attempt to create a lot of competitive districts in hopes that they can hold on to the House and hold on to the Senate. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. You know, they could have kind of fallen back and taken a safety measure to make sure they created some safe districts that they could hold. But instead, they're going for trying to keep both chambers, mm-hmm. Which could swing either way. It's kind of a gamble that could pay off and they could end up pulling it off, or it could swing the other way and they could fall back to maybe below 40% after the election cycle is over.
You know, it's going to be in 2012. I mean, it's all going to come down to legislative races. Right. Barack Obama is not going to play in Arkansas. It's not a factor. There's no Senate race. There's no gubernatorial race. There'll be congressional races, but those remains to be seen if those are going to be competitive or not. But legislative races are where it's going to be at. And the key thing for both parties, especially the Democrats, the one that I am more attuned to, obviously, is candidate recruitment. At the end of the day, you have to find these good candidates who are going to run hard, raise the money, and have the right message to get elected next time.
You know, I completely agree with you on the second part and disagree with you on the first part. Candidate recruitment is going to what's going to determine these races. Getting good, quality candidates, whichever party goes out and gets the best people to run, is the party that's going to win. But I do believe President Obama is going to be a huge factor. In 2012 is going to be much different than 2010. 2010, the first name people saw at the top of their screen was Governor Mike Beebe. This year, the first name they're going to see is President Barack Obama. That's the name they're going to see before they vote on these state legislative races. And I think that is going to make it extremely difficult for Democrats to win in this election cycle. They're going to be much more handicapped than they were in 2010.
Arkansas, Arkansans are completely different from anywhere else in the country, I think, because we have no problem with splitting the tickets. I mean, you look at 08, 04, 2000, Democrats lost the election here in Arkansas, but yet Democrats below the ticket on the legislative level won. So I think what will happen, you know, Obama is not going to win Arkansas. There's nothing he can do to win Arkansas, I don't think, unless he camps out here for the next month and a half. But I think when people will go, they'll vote against Obama, he'll lose, unfortunately. But then when it comes to legislative races, they'll look at him piece by piece, like, who do I like and whose message appeals to me? People in Arkansas have no problem differentiating between the two. The classic example being, what was it, 1968, we voted for George Wallace for president, Win Rockefeller for governor, and William Fulbright for the U.S. Senate. I mean, talk about a little bit of schizophrenia there. We have no problem of splitting our tickets.
Sure, and that's certainly been the historical trend. The question is, are we reaching a new paradigm where that's changed or not? 2010, I think, saw the beginning of that changing. Now, will the pendulum swing back to the old way it was to pre-2008, 2006, or will it continue on, as most Republicans are certainly hoping that it does? Mm-hmm. And 2010 was just a preview for 2012, which will be even bigger.
Sure. Well, remains to be seen.
Exactly.